control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
What's most interesting about this report from China is that the exact same quotes could be attributed to any number of people in America who would say about pop music and rock and roll that it's low, decadent, and pornographic and demoralizes people and sabotages social customs. It is certainly not only the establishment in China that feels that same way. And of course there continues to be, I guess that's one of the reasons why rock and roll lives on, is because people are still scared of it. You know, I mean, if nobody was outraged by at least some portion of it at some point along the way anymore, it wouldn't have any reason to exist. Another brick in the wall, of course, is a prime example of some contemporary controversy. Schools and stuff attempting to or have banned that song all around the country, in England as well. In South Africa, there was a report last week about that song being banned because it was inciting students who were protesting against racial the segregation which leads to inequality in schools in South Africa. All over the world, rock and roll continues to cause a stir. Minor ones these days for the most part. Nothing to get real shaken up about. You know, the walls ain't gonna come tumbling down, but at least there's a little life left in the old beast. Huh? Chinese rock from the Ramones has absolutely nothing to do with rock and roll music. It's about something else entirely. But the title fit anyhow. Pink Floyd and Alice Cooper with the Department of Youth. Here at 102.7, this is WNEW-FM.
Listen, I'll never eat a double cheeseburger before bed again, really.
Cheap Trick, a band you can identify with.
Look, I didn't do it. Who are you, anyway? I must be dreaming. I'm telling you, I didn't do it. But if I did do it, it was an accident.
Are we really the Dream Police?
Trick. Their arresting new album is Dream Police. Don't be caught without it on Epic Records and Tapes.
Are we really the Dream Police?
If it's only records and tapes, it's only disco, Matt. The Dream Police album from Cheap Trick is available at all Discomat locations for $5.49 LP, also available on tape. Cheap Trick and the Romantics will be appearing at Madison Square Garden tomorrow night.
From the pulse and passion of the city streets to Mozart, Bach, and the disco beat, fame. It's risking, striving, and surviving. It'll change your name. It'll change your life. It's contagious. It's outrageous. It's fame. If they've really got what it takes, it's gonna take everything they've got. Fame. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Original soundtrack available on RSO Records and Tapes.
One presumes that's a commercial for a film. Yes, in fact, it starts Friday at Reed's Ziegfeld Theater.
This summer, for everything you want to do, whether it's on a sandy beach or a tar beach, NYC at Barney's can offer all the fashions to do them in. For women, NYC has splashy swimwear, from the tiniest bikinis to sleek mayos and tri-colored tanks, or have your day on court in tennis whites. Roll right along in an outfit for biking, or travel on foot in one of our many jogging suits. When the humidity gets you down, cool off in crisp shorts and a colorful tee. For men, NYC is unbeatable under the sun. For wading around, try our knee-length bathing suits. Remember them from back in the 60s? They're back. And for the 80s, there are colorful sweatshirts and baggy jeans. There's even a new kind of screenplay, silk screen t-shirts in endless patterns. Before summer starts, come to Barney's NYC. For women, on our 6th floor. And NYC for men, just a few steps down from our main floor, 7th Avenue and 17th Street.
Okay. Phil Lynott has an album, a solo album out. Phil Lynott, of course, is from Thin Lizzy. He calls himself Philip in the credits and on the cover and everything. I'm trying to get used to calling him Philip Lynott. It's sort of like when we had to get used to calling Dick Neer Richard Neer, you know, or Vin Scalzo, Vinny Sailor. You know, it takes a while to get used to these things. Philip Lynott, Solo in Soho is the title of the album. And I want to play a real kind of interesting offbeat piece right now that you really have to listen to. And for those of you who are like real heavy into the new wave, I guess you could call it that, this is a sort of a poem that Phil has written about many of the artists who comprise the new wave. As a matter of fact, I'm just doing a quick count here. There seems to be about 25 names of either individuals or groups mentioned in this piece, which is called Talk in 79. Talk in 79, in which Philip Lynott acts as a kind of a reporter, wrapping up the new wave rock and roll scene, mostly in England. There's like maybe one, I guess there's just about one American band that makes it into this litany of rock and roll history. So if you're interested, stop a second and listen closely to this one, because you got to pick up all the words on it. Philip Lynott, Talk in 79.
The Clash were headed for a head-on collision. Crash for complete control. The Pistols left behind a swindle and a scandal that nobody wished to handle. Jam 69 were left in a shambles. Generation X was next. Elvis and Dick Rowe, they had a go with the help of the Attractions. Joe Jackson said it wasn't his style. David survived the rise of the rock pile.
had a system.
Crack worked in a system.
And the yellow magic orchestra missed them. Eno rose below.